proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue looking at the fatherhood of God and how God, as a father, disciplines his children. The term discipline refers to training, training designed to get an individual to adopt or adhere to a specified code of behavior. It can fall into one of three categories: preventive discipline, supportive discipline, or corrective discipline. Preventive discipline seeks to inhibit potentially destructive conduct by laying down guidelines for appropriate behavior and explaining the consequences which would ensue from violating those rules. Moses did this in Deuteronomy chapter 6 when he told the Israelites, quote, "These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up," unquote. Supportive discipline provides wrongdoers an opportunity for self-correction before receiving any punishment. According to the 26th chapter of Leviticus, God told the Israelites that, quote, "If ye will not be reformed by me by these things, but will walk contrary to me, then will I also walk contrary to you, and will punish you yet seven times for your sins," unquote. Corrective discipline results after an offender violates a moral code. The writer of 2 Kings 17, for example, noted how, quote, "The Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight," unquote. God follows a similar pattern when he disciplines believers. God trains believers to conduct themselves in a righteous manner. Should they begin to stray, he warns them about the consequences of their disobedience. When Christians actually embrace unrighteousness as a way of life, God chastises them as a means of bringing them to repentance. Biblical doctrine serves as the foundation of God's training program. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, Paul exhorted his protege Timothy to, quote, "Give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine," unquote. According to the second chapter of the book of Titus, Paul instructed that young pastor, quote, "Speak thou the things which become sound doctrine," unquote. God cautions Christians against following false doctrine. In Hebrews chapter 13, that author instructed his audience to, quote, "Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines," unquote. In the second epistle of John, that author warned that, quote, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God," unquote. Ultimately, God chastises Christians who actively disobey him. Note that he doesn't punish them as he does with non-believers. Paul pointed this out when, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, he noted that, quote, "When we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world," unquote. God disciplines his children for their own benefit. In Hebrews chapter 12, that writer stated that such a course of action, quote, "yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby," unquote. As a benevolent father, God acts much like a shepherd. He uses the rod and staff, discipline, as a means of keeping his followers from going astray and following him on the paths of righteousness. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.